Let's bring in our movie guy, Pat Pagano, and our weather forecaster. Hey, Pat.
Yes?
I got home yesterday, and I was working all afternoon on my computer on station stuff and arguing with some of our salespeople on certain things. And I finally finished about, I want to say somewhere around 5 o'clock. And I move over to my easy chair, and I pour myself a diet soda, and I put on the TV. And I see the horrible news out of Florida. And I say, you know what? I'm just not going to deal with this. I'm just not going to deal with this. So I went over to Amazon. And there it was right in front of me, the movie Three Billboards.
Mm-hmm.
What a great movie. You're right.
See? A lot of cursing.
A lot of unexpected turns and twists that you never, ever see coming.
Right, and you have to admit the three of them are fabulous.
Oh, it's unbelievable! And yeah, is it a dark comedy? Yes. Is there there's a comedic undertone, but there's also three or four stories within a story, and I'm not going to give anything away. But
right.
At one point of the movie, I was absolutely shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point, I mean, I was enjoying the movie. But I never saw the big turning point coming up. Never.
Right.
Not in a million years.
Yeah.
And
that's what makes it so good.
And then after that, I didn't see any other turning points.
Yeah, I know.
And the way it ended was just terrific.
Yep. And you know there's going to be a sequel.
Oh, my goodness. What a movie.
You know the sequel's coming to that. That's for sure.
What a movie. And I'll tell you what. The more I see Woody Harrelson, I say to myself, this guy is amazing.
Yeah, he really pulls off a lot of different characters. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, it's the second movie I've seen now in a week. I saw him in LBJ.
Right.
Where he was unbelievable in that.
Yeah, I think all three of them stand to get the award. Of course, not all three, but I mean... at least one out of the three. And I think the movie is that, and The Shape of Water is going to be all the way up there.
Well, all I can tell you is I was absolutely, you were right. It just, I'm very good at following plot lines, and I hardly ever am surprised. I can say, count all the movies I've ever seen. This is one of those maybe three or four times that I had no idea where the movie was going. And then once it got to that turning point, I had no idea where it was going from there.
And then, right. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I hope everybody else has the opportunity to see it because they'll enjoy it.
All right. Now, maybe they'll have the opportunity on Sunday or Saturday night.
Yeah, really. I mean, this is so ridiculous, but... at least today, there's really not major problems for us, but some scattered showers are a possibility. I think we'll even get a break or two of sun. Very mild. We're in the 50s. We will have showers tonight. No question about that, in the upper 40s. And the showers will end by lunchtime tomorrow. It gets colder. Little sun breaks out. We'll fall into the 40s. Your Saturday will be mostly sunny in the mid-30s. And then Saturday night into Sunday morning, we do expect some snow. And the thinking right now is that we're going to probably get away with just light stuff, from what I could tell. But, again, the verdict is out. What happens, folks, is we have a low-pressure system that's going to come across the Tennessee Valley Saturday night. It's probably going to redevelop along the Delaware coast as a second low, and then that low will take off east-northeastward. And again, it is absolutely a question of the track. Let's just hypothetically say the track goes from Delaware east. We're probably only going to wind up getting 2-3 inches of snow. But let's say the track comes a little bit further north. It goes from Delaware to just south of Cape Cod. Then we're going to wind up with, 2-4 inches of snow. If it were to come just a little bit further north and go over Cape Cod, we could wind up with 3-6 inches of snow. I'm thinking we're going to be right in the middle. So I'm thinking somewhere between 2 and 4. That's my guess right now.
All right. That's your guess right now.
That's my guess right now. It could change. Here's the good thing about it, folks. This is, in quotes, a nuisance storm, because come Sunday afternoon, the sun's coming out and we're going in the 40s. So whatever we get Saturday night will just melt away on Sunday. And if that doesn't do it, no problem, because come Monday, we're going to be in the 40s and it's going to rain late Monday into Tuesday. And by Tuesday, you're in the 50s.
So we're on the roller coaster of weather.
Yeah, and you could see, so out of this whole spell, from today to Tuesday, it's mild, with the exception of Saturday and Saturday night. That's it. So, and I would figure that we'd have this little low perking off the coast and everything like that. So it'll be interesting to see how this evolves. I'll keep you posted. And again, I don't see a red flag here. You know, say, folks, you watch out. This could be such a big storm. I just don't see. And it's a quick mover. So that is another good thing. Now, we're going to completely get away from computers. We're going to get away from the weather. And we're going to ask Marshall. I think this goes back to, I don't know, I guess it goes back to, I don't know how to put etiquette. Maybe I just will put it in form of etiquette. Okay. There'll be no names mentioned, but I'll just give you the plot. The premiere for our movie is next Saturday, and that is the cast premiere. All the people who took place or behind or in front of the scenes are invited to that. They get the option of seeing it first. Actually, Marshall probably gets the option of seeing it first. but anyhow, and then a few weeks later, we have a smaller premiere just for our close friends.
Yes.
Okay, so the cast premiere includes two people that are friends, but are friends of ours, but are not talking, because one of them was our contractor who did work for a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And things went the wrong way. Okay? So it didn't work out. So now the friend said that if the contractor is going to be here, they don't think they will attend. Then I heard from the contractor, said if they are going to be here, meaning the lost clients, he will not come. So we figured, well, this is nice and easy. We will tell our friends, the client, to come to the premiere 2 weeks down the road to alleviate any tension that could be had among me, the contractor, and the client. And they did not take it lightly. They said they're being uninvited after being invited, and they will not, her and her husband, will not attend the premiere for our friends. They have other things to do.
Now, who said this one now? Who said this?
The client.
Okay.
Not the contractor.
So your friend before that.
Right.
And what did the contractor say?
Well, the contractor said as long as they're not there, he would come. So he'll be here. And he's in the movie. So, you know, these are all people in the movie. I just felt that, you know, if they didn't give us an answer to begin with, and that was the husband and wife, and said, well, the contractor's there, we're not coming, and we're not sure, we'll have to think about it. The fact that, they were thinking about it, and we put them over to the following premiere with friends that they all know, by the way. They all know the friends that'll be here. They took an insult to it.
I think the ones that are wrong are the clients.
I totally agree with you. Thank you. I kind of figured you'd say that, because you know what,
you're trying to do at their request, you tried to reschedule and rearrange things,
right,
at their request.
Right. That's the way I felt, and it wasn't like. Yeah, they may have been uninvited to the first premiere, but they're invited to the second premiere. So,
and you did that at their request.
You know what's more amazing, Marshall? These are people in their 50s. You would expect this from teenagers, but not people in the 50s. That's the way I look at it. So we shall see what happens, whether or not they show up at the second premiere. I'll let you know.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, among everything else that's going on. And on top of all of this, I have to worry about whether Marshall is going to get snow Saturday night.
Well, it doesn't matter this weekend.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah, I could care less. It could do what it wants on Saturday night.
So then we could put that that song on, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
It can do anything on Saturday night. Okay. It could snow. Let me put it this way. It could be a freak nor'easter where something blows up and it sits and we get 36 inches of snow. I could care less.
You heard that first, folks.
I'm in for the weekend.
Okay.
When I get home on Saturday at about noontime, the next time I'll move is Sunday morning just to come in to do paperwork at the station. And if for some reason there's too much snow for me to come in and do the paperwork,
you'll do that work Monday morning.
I'll do it at my house on Sunday.
Gotcha.
So whatever, you know, as long as Monday's all set, I could care less. There you go.
There you go. He said it and he's glad.
I've said it and I'm over it. And I should tell you that if that couple doesn't come to the second premiere, you should not send them any Christmas presents. There.
I'll get one anyhow. Yeah, okay.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center.